State attorneys today explained in court their $11 billion lawsuit against the company giving actuarial advice when the state's shortfall in pension funding arose. Dave Donaldson is at the court proceedings and joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Dave, clarify for us, this isn't the beginning of the actual trial, is it?
No, it's not. No. Mercer, the defendant, is asking that the complaint be dismissed. This was a hearing for that. Their attorney says the state has yet to link what it's been accused of doing to any dollar amount of damages. And that's beyond proving that Mercer actually did those things that they're accused of doing. He argues says that, in fact, the state didn't even follow the advice that its actuarials did give them. An interesting and a strong point in his argument is in 2002, for example, Mercer recommended that employers like the state, local governments, school boards, and so forth, contribute 25% of employee salaries toward retirement. But the state only required 11%. And he says that the state said it was following advice, yet it knowingly did not. And he's saying that there's no reason to continue with this trial because nothing's really been linked to the losses.
Well, what did the state say to that?
They said that they were on that particular issue, the 2002 issue, and there were other years on the same thing. The state was limited by a statutory cap on the contribution increases, and they couldn't actually do any more contributions. However, they had very strong arguments. They say that Mercer basically lied to them for years, knowing how the state would use the information they gave them, and they said that they will be able in trial to label the charges they're making. They said that it would have, they would have had $2.8 billion more to invest, and they could have, they could have reduced benefits for new employees. They could have avoided higher liabilities, but they didn't because they didn't know just how bad their financial condition was. So it's those are the arguments, and they say that they should be allowed to go to trial with it.
So where does the $11 billion figure come from?
Okay, the $2.9 billion is what they say that they actually did not know was expected. The case is over that. Then they are asking triple damages, which is allowable on this type of a case. And the triple damages would take it up to 2.8 times 4, which is somewhere in $11 billion, something like that. So that's where that number is coming from. The first step has to be proven, and then they have to prove and show where this other money is justified.
And Dave, what's next?
Well, there's no date yet for a ruling on this dismissal motion. The judge is going to get some more information sent, and we'll have it sometime after that. Trial is now scheduled for spring, but the attorneys are discussing the possibility of delaying this thing until fall, just because there's so many experts and so many different complex issues that are going to have to be explained. So there's a possibility that it may be even another year or so before this actually goes to an open trial.
All right, Dave, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.